You know, boys and girls, there are really two ways to be rich, or there's two kind of treasures that you can have. Brent and his family had gone to the airport to watch the plane take off. Mr. Baker, a friend of the family and a missionary to Africa, had just visited Brent's family the past week. "He sure works hard, doesn't he?" added Brent. Dad nodded, "Yes, he does. But he says it's worth it all because many people are being won to the Lord Jesus Christ." As Brent and his family left the airport and headed back toward town, they came to a large, impressive home where many cars had pulled off the road. Lots of people were milling around. "Oh, yeah," Mother said, "there's an estate auction going on here. I remember reading about it in the paper. An old Mrs. White lived there. She was a very, very wealthy old lady. She really clung to her possessions. She was always afraid people would steal them from her. And now she's dead and they're selling everything and the family's dividing the estate." The family stopped to look around and they saw some very lovely and very expensive things. And they remembered that Brent in Africa, he lived in a very modest little hut. He had very little of this world's goods, and he'd be what the world would call very, very poor. And here's a lady that was very, very rich. Dad spoke thoughtfully, and he said, "We've seen quite a contrast today. Mrs. White was known for her earthly riches, and Mr. Baker, he's known for his heavenly riches. We hope Mrs. White was a Christian, but and we can't judge her," Mother said, "but as far as we know, she never showed any signs that she ever had received the Lord Jesus as her Savior. She likely died and went to the wrong place. She left all her earthly possessions behind. But Brent, he has his all laid up, waiting for him in heaven. He doesn't have much of this world's goods to lay behind, but he has a lot laid up for him in heaven. How about you? It's important. Is it important to you that to make a lot of money and to have a beautiful home and clothes and have things, or is it more important to lay up treasures in heaven? If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then live for him and lay up treasures in heaven and not on earth. Thank you for listening.